With SRN News, I'm Tayshia Stevens. Idaho investigators believe a man who killed two firefighters and injured a third set a brush fire near Coeur d'Alene to ambush them. When firefighters started battling the fire, they came under gunfire. Two were killed. A third was wounded. Roughly 300 police officers descended on the area and exchanged gunfire with the suspect. They located the shooter's cell phone signal, which led them to a deceased man with a gun nearby. The Senate is delaying the start of its so-called Votorama on President Trump's Big Beautiful Bill by a day. Lawmakers expected to kick off voting after some debate late Sunday night, but they chose to push things until 9 a.m. today. Senate Minority Leader Chuck Schumer forced a reading of all 940 pages of the GOP legislation after it advanced by a slim margin Saturday night. In an interview with Fox, President Trump said it's okay if it passed a couple of days later, as long as Congress gets it done. Public policy expert Matthew Continetti says the attack by the U.S. and Israel has crippled Iran.
The Iranian nuclear program is devastated. A program is more than enriched uranium. It's the centrifuges, it's the facilities, it's the scientists, and it's the weapons, it's the missiles. And between Operation Rising Lion and Operation Midnight Hammer, all of those elements of the program were damaged or destroyed.
Continetti made the comments to Salem Radio Network. North Carolina Senator Tom Tillis announced Sunday that he won't run for re-election in 2026. The two-term Republican said in a statement that the decision is not a hard choice and that he hasn't exactly been excited about running for another term. The announcement comes after he said he would oppose the president's Big Beautiful Bill. President Trump celebrated his decision on Truth Social Sunday, calling it great news. This is SRN News. A new abortion facility in Chicago will do late-term abortions.
The Hope Clinic has announced it will perform the grisly procedures, the only standalone facility in the entire Midwest to do so. Under Democratic Governor J.B. Pritzker, Illinois is trying to become the most liberal state in the region on abortion and therefore a destination for women from pro-life states who want to end their pregnancies. Hope Clinic will be aborting unborn babies who are long past the point of being able to survive outside the womb. Michael Harrington, SRN News.
Charities received $593 billion in donations in 2024, a 3.3% increase over 2023 after adjusting for inflation. But donations to religious groups saw an overall inflation-adjusted decline last year. There were exceptions to the rule, including Compassion International, which had its best fundraising year ever. Spokesperson Mark Hanlon attributes the success to the group's ongoing engagement with donors. This is SRN News. Six Americans are detained in South Korea after trying to send 1,600 plastic bottles filled with rice, miniature Bibles, $1 bills, and USB sticks towards North Korea by sea. Correspondent Charles Deledesma reports.
The Americans are being investigated on allegations they violated the law on the management of safety and disasters. The officers are not providing personal details of the Americans in line with privacy rules. Kanawha police say they haven't found what's on the USB sticks. For years, activists have sought to float bottles or fly balloons across the border, carrying anti-North Korea propaganda leaflets, a practice that was banned from 2021 to 2023. Over concerns he could inflame tensions with the North. I'm Charles Deledesma.
Texas Attorney General Ken Paxton praising the Supreme Court ruling upholding a state law aimed at blocking kids from seeing porn online. More details at srnnews.com.